Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I am Susan.
And we're playing catch up, or as we call it, train home review.
Yes, it's been a few days here in the UK where we've just got home and fallen into bed. But now we are ready to tell you what we've been up to.
Yes, the hills of California. Let's start with that one.
Indeed. A fairly traditional story in some ways of a family coming together as the matriarch is dying, and with grief and alcohol comes out old rivalries, bitterness and truths that have been buried for probably way too long.
And mixed in with that is another very well-known traditional story of the stage mother, the mother that is pushing her children to succeed at all costs and maybe against some of the children's better wishes.
Imagine having one of those.
I could never.
Anyway, this particular production is huge. It's huge in cast, it's huge in scale, it's huge in vision, it takes a lot of risk, and I think that they all pay off.
It's a play that when it starts you're thinking, wow, okay, this is big, but it's not very traditional, and it's one person on stage with a bag of old memories and
hiding a cigarette,
and you're thinking, oh, okay, this is a fairly traditional in its own way family drama.
Yeah,
but it just keeps getting bigger in scope and its ambition, and it's interesting.
She's sitting in what would be a bar area. The family home is also a seaside guest house in Brighton. And
Blackpool, I think.
Yeah, that would be right. And it was a British seaside town that started with B. Let's go Blackpool because it's got a pier. And you see above that staircases that rise up to the guest suites in a huge expanse of theatre spaces. And because the mum is obsessed about America, all of these guest suites have names like Alabama and Oklahoma and so on. And mum's dying in one of the suites, and the other siblings, they're all girls, start arriving apart from the mysterious Joan.
And what's fascinating is then about a third of Act 1, we flip and we go back in time, and the stage almost spins, the world spins.
And now we're in the private rooms, the kitchen table area of the house, where Mum is desperately rehearsing these girls in sort of Andrew's Sisters classics and routines, with a vision of making them the next Andrew's Sisters.
And it's a fascinating play. And I do overuse fascinating.
You love it. It's a good word.
But what I find so interesting and messy about this play is its ambition. It could be, if we're describing the story, it sounds like, oh, I've been here before. Both these stories sound fairly traditional. And they are, but there is nothing quite like this play.
No, because also when the world spins and we're back in the kitchen, we have a whole new set of child performers playing the children, which means, you know, you've immediately doubled the cast size, and we're taken on this other journey. So rather than just it being told through their fragments of recollections, we get to see it unfold.
And so it's almost like in the present, we're hearing people's opinions
of what it looked like.
And then we get an objective, almost, view of what happened. And so we can then see, I see how she sees that and how this other one sees it. And they're both right and they're both wrong. And we almost are objective narrators deciding what the truth is.
That's exactly right. And it's haunting, it's beautiful, it's powerful.
And it is a 3-hour, 3-act play.
Mm. You only get to stretch your legs and do a wee once, though.
Yes, between acts 2 and 3, they do encourage you to stay where you are.
Yeah, very brief changeover. Look, I was really impressed. I was impressed by the performances. I was particularly impressed by the staging. even the sounds, the, you know, the seaside sounds that you can hear in the background, etc.
And we will be continuing our train home reviews soon.
But for now, what are we going to give this one?
A high distinction.
A high distinction.
Yeah.